It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, September 14th, 2020. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southeast winds up to 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells 2 feet at 15 seconds. Smoke and patchy morning fog are in the forecast, and then a chance of rain in the afternoon, which may help with the smoke. So I've been kind of hoping for west winds. It looks like we're going to at least start out with south winds and southeast winds, rather, and that could just blow some more smoke over our area. So let's cross our fingers and hope for some rain. And let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. And after that, we're going to talk about the horn signals on the river that you are likely to hear right now. With all of this bad visibility, you're going to hear a lot of fog signals from ships as they're passing by. But I'll tell you about that and also about some of the other sounds you might hear vessels making as they pass by. So let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 8 inbounders. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages. And we have 7 outbounders. Our first arrival in the river is the Cetus. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll probably get there at about 7:30 this morning, so she's probably already out there. Eventually, she will head upriver to pick up wheat. Next inbound is the ATB, the Articulated Tug and Barge, the Commitment. She's arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 this morning and probably get there in Portland area at about 2:30 p.m. The Triton Seahawk is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the Washington side of the ship channel. She will pass Astoria maybe about 9:30 a.m. and be in, she'll be in the Rice Island anchorage just a few minutes after that, after she glides past the Astoria waterfront, and she will ultimately head upriver to the Port of Portland to pick up potash. The Star Kvarvin is arriving from China. She's headed for Vancouver. Maybe copper concentrate could be her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and be at the Port of Vancouver by about 5:30 p.m. The Peace Pearl is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's another wheat carrier. She'll get there probably around 1:30 p.m. and drop her anchor in the Astoria anchorage. The Alam Setia is arriving from Japan. She's headed for Vancouver. Maybe wind turbine parts. I'm kind of taking a guess there. But she'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and get there at about 7:30 in the evening. The ATB, another articulated tug and barge rig, the Achievement, is arriving from Anacortes. She's headed for the Portland area, and she will pass Astoria around 6 p.m., get there around midnight. Refined petroleum is her cargo. And the Ocean Time is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage, I think. And not sure what her cargo is, but she ought to be there by about 6:30 p.m. Well, today I want to talk with you about sounds on the water, sounds made by ships. With all the smoke in the air that we've been dealing with lately, I've been seeing comments on local social media that the river is a lot more noisy lately, with ships making loud sounds as they pass by. So our smoky, foggy conditions that we've been having are a really good opportunity to review the kinds of noises that ships make and why they make them. Now, ships have loud horns on board, and you may have heard them on New Year's Eve. I love when the ships blow their horns on New Year's Eve here in Astoria. But those horns are quite useful and are used to communicate with other ships. So they make sounds for the particular purpose of communicating with one another. Now, you might wonder why they bothered to do this with all the electronic equipment that they have on board these days. So it's important to know that communicating with sound signals is actually the law. It's also part of a basic principle that I've seen on board vessels that I've been privileged to be aboard, and that is the concept of redundancy. People on ships, on all kinds of vessels actually, are always figuring out multiple ways of doing the same thing in case one thing breaks, or just to verify that what they think is happening, what they think is correct, is actually what is happening. So you'll see dual controls on boats and other fallback methods of doing things just in case the first way is not enough or doesn't work. Now, in the case of foghorns that we hear on ships going by, and that is what you're hearing on those vessels that are going by, they're in poor visibility, and whether it's caused by smoke or fog, they're required to sound their horns. Now, ships can all certainly see each other on their electronic screens on the bridge, but that sound signal is just another way of letting each other know where they are, and that double check is a good thing in a profession where mistakes can be costly and deadly, so double and even triple checking is a good thing. So when we hear the ships making those horn sounds as they're going by, we're actually kind of overhearing, kind of eavesdropping on a private conversation between ships, and it's a conversation that is in code. So here are some of the sounds that you are likely to hear, the patterns of sounds you're likely to hear on the river off Astoria, or anywhere on the river, really, as ships go by. Now, in the kind of conditions that we've been having, you're going to hear ships sounding those foghorns. Now, these are horns are on the ships. They're not on land. People have asked me in the past whether there are any foghorns that are fixed on land, and not right now. As far as I know, there are none. All the foghorns that you hear are on ships passing by. So if there is a ship under power transiting past Astoria in the ship channel, it's considered to be a power-driven vessel operating in low or restricted visibility, usually less than 1 mile, but basically it's just common sense. If you feel like another vessel is not going to be able to see you, you're going to want to start making those sounds. So what you'll hear is one prolonged blast every 2 minutes, and you will hear that quite a few times on a ship that is transiting the entire Astoria waterfront before it passes upriver. So other kinds of horn signals that you might hear on the river that are not related to visibility are three short blasts means the ship's engine is in reverse, and you will sometimes hear ships do this when they're in the anchorage. So as a signal to the other ships that they are doing this, they will sound those three short blasts. And if you hear five short blasts or more on the river, and you often hear this during fishing season, that means danger. Well, it literally means I do not understand what your intention is. So you'll hear the ships blowing those five blasts, letting a small vessel know, you're in the channel, you're in my way, basically danger. And it means that you are required in a small boat to get out of the way of the ship because the ship has priority in the shipping channel. It's the law because they are there working, but also they really have nowhere else to go because the ship channel is just too narrow for them to swerve around you, and turning around is just not an option. They're not usually traveling fast, but they are very heavy, so they have a great deal of momentum and inertia, and so it's going to take a ship to, even though they do slow down when they come into the river, it's going to take a ship a mile to stop, if indeed they even can, depending on the conditions. One other signal that you might hear, because we do have pilot boats, pilot vessels on the river, carrying pilots to and from ships. When a pilot vessel is engaged in pilotage duty, and I'm reading this from the rules of regarding these kinds of things, in addition to the signals that we've just talked about, they may sound an identity signal that consists of four short blasts to say, I am a pilot boat, I'm underway, I'm working, and sometimes you'll even hear that one. So those are the most common types of sound signals that you will hear from ships on the river. But I would say right now, with the terrible visibility that we've been having lately, those one prolonged blast every 2 minutes is probably what you're going to hear the most. And that means that a ship is coming through in the channel on its way to a destination, and it's following the legal rules for letting everyone know where it is. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.